Hello. In this episode, I want to introduce you to a tool for screenwriting that allows you to collaborate with other writers in real time. Now, the reason this has been on my mind is because, as you can imagine, I'm working on a project that very much requires that. Normally, if I write scripts by myself, I really love Final Draft. I think it's a wonderful software. It's my preferred software. However, it doesn't have that that real-time collaboration that I needed for this latest project, and that was a bummer. You know, I needed something akin to Google Docs, and that's where Writer Duet came in. So what you're seeing here is my screen, which contains my latest script, and you know, I'm just kind of scrolling through just to give you an idea. And this allows literally me and whoever I invite to the project to type in real time, right? If I started typing something, let's say right here, someone on the other end could literally see that being formed. Now, just to kind of give you an example of our workflow, anytime I add something new to the project, I put it in yellow highlight. So that way, next time one of my collaborators comes in, they're like, oh, here's what Phil added. Then, you know, they can go through it and they can unhighlight it. If they approve, they can change up certain things. And if and when they do change up certain things, they have a color designated for their changes, right? So for example, this is kind of like an orange color. That means someone else came in and revised that a little bit. And again, it's whatever system ultimately works for you, but that's the nice part is we can do this and see each other's work in real time. So we always have the latest version of the script. Green, for example, in our system means that it's something that isn't necessarily wrong, but we want to kind of discuss and think about. And that could be a note from myself, that could be a note from anyone else of like, hey, let's revisit this. There could be a better, easier way in, right? Now, the problem with working like this is it's essentially destructive, meaning that if all of a sudden I go in and I change something, you know, let's say on any portion of dialogue or action, whatever it may be, then the older stuff is lost, right? It's destructive. So the rule that me and my team have is anytime you start to work on the project, we'll do a quick export, and you can export out this document in a number of formats, right? So here you see I can edit that as a Writer Duet project, a PDF, a final draft with notes, a Fountain project, Celtics, a Microsoft Word, rich text format, text, HTML, comma separated, or JSON, okay? And I can even select where it goes. You know, for us, I usually just save it on the hard drive, and you can even select, you know, do you want the title page or just the document? You know, what do you want? All lines, selected lines, visible lines, blah, blah, blah. So it's, you know, all there. But anyway, the point being that before, like, if this is my starting off writing session, before I did any changes, I would just spit this out. That way we just have that version. So no matter what, if I just start changing things quite drastically, we know what to reference back to. So that way, if we want to pull something from it later, or just in, you know, just it's good to have those aspects. One of my other writing peers calls it a zombie scene. So especially like, you know, right now we're not deleting scenes and things like that, but that may come later. And you never want to lose those things, because whether it's in this project or something else, you know, that might come in beneficial. So you always want those zombie scenes in case you need to resurrect them. So yeah, I just wanted to kind of offer a quick insight into how to collaborate with somebody, you know, on a script. The downside is that there is a free version of Writer Duet, but in order to collaborate, you do have to pay. So it ends up being $10 a month. Again, another reason why I prefer to use Final Draft. And oftentimes, by the way, so just to even give you a more macro view, for almost a year and a half, I was able to just use Final Draft because what ended up happening was I would go through the entire script, you know, from start to finish, write it, and I would meet with my writing partners and we would talk about the macro notes, you know, of what I needed to change from a story structure, right? Now we're at the point where getting more granular and stuff like that. And so one of my writing partners is very much like, hey, I can, let me clean up some of the action lines for you to make it flow better, to be make it clearer. Because yes, of course I can do that, but you know, I'm sort of better spent in thinking about, you know, what's actually happening, the story elements, as opposed to fully finessing the dialogue, the action lines, and yada yada. Plus, you know, he can work out some of that too. So it's great to have that working relationship where, you know, not all of it falls on me, and that's a wonderful thing. So for, you know, a month or two to pay the $10 a month isn't the world's worst thing, right? So it's just cost of doing business. So anyway, just wanted to kind of highlight that and highlight my process in using this tool. So hope it helps. And as always, feel free to ask questions, whether down below in the comment section or hit me up on social media at Bill Svitek. I hope to see you next time.